You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
TalkZone.com.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready for the fastest hour on the radio?
It's time for some inspiration,
information, and a little perspiration.
It's time to talk about nutrition. Nutrition for your body.
Nutrition for your body.
Nutrition for your mind.
For your mind.
Nutrition for your spirit.
Your spirit.
Radio's most inspirational hour is on the air.
It's time for
Let's Talk Nutrition.
Proper exercise. Stress relief. Eating well.
Supplementation for when you don't.
Let's Talk Nutrition.
Counselors,
therapists,
personal trainers,
holistic healers,
scientists,
nutrition specialists,
motivational speakers. Lots of prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center.
10 Tampa Bay area stores, all in a neighborhood near you.
Save up to 50% off everything.
Every day. Vitamin Discount Center.
For life.
For less.
And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome to the first day of winter on Let's Talk Nutrition. Yes, it is. Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Michael Garko. It's great to be with you. 12:47, the winter solstice will be in play, and we will be officially in winter. Tell those people 3 weeks ago, they got hammered with snowstorms, and yeah, here we are in Florida, 40 degrees today, and not too bad. That's cold for us, but it's tanning weather in Pittsburgh, where I'm from. Nevertheless, it is great to be with you and start of a new week with you Monday through Friday and 11 to 1 every day, Monday through Friday, when we're live. And you can, wherever you are, whatever time zone, whatever place you live, you can listen to the show live. Just go to my website at letstalknutrition.com, click on Listen Live, and you can catch the webcam too while you're at it. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Did you just shop till you dropped or what? Go to a lot of Christmas parties and consume a lot of food and alcohol, putting on the weight for the holidays, having a good time, are you? Ed, do you prefer, you work in bars and whatnot, and you're around alcohol and all that. What's the deal with vodka?
Did you say I'm on alcohol?
No.
Oh, okay.
You work around alcohol. You could be on alcohol, too. I don't know.
No, nope, not this early.
It's winter, antifreeze, whatever. What do people say about vodka? Give you a hangover, not a hangover? Can you smell it on people's breath? What?
I don't know. Nobody's ever...
I've heard that you can't smell it.
Well, the latest craze is the low carb or no carb, because any clear alcohol has no carbs.
Mm.
So that's what the drink is of choice now.
What about bourbon?
Never touched it. I don't stand it.
You're smart. There's a study for those of you celebrating the holidays with alcohol consumption. And I don't drink liquor. I drink wine, I guess, but I don't drink, scotch, bourbon, vodka, whiskey, that kind of stuff. There's a study out, and I want to bring this to your attention, because I know a lot of folks are drinking a little bit more during the holidays. Well, they're drinking during the holidays more than they do at other times of the year. And interestingly enough, there are some researchers who wanted to take a look at, the effects of hangovers and the effects of alcohol hangover, and they looked at bourbon versus vodka.
You want to ask about bourbon? We'll ask Lola.
Lola knows.
Yeah,
Lola, you know.
Sure. Lola, she'll probably tell you about bourbon.
Lola, you know about bourbon? Where is Lola? Oh, she's got that bottle. Oh, there she is.
Takes it straight, no ice. The ice just slows her down.
I should get her into the studio. Maybe she can illuminate me on bourbon. I don't know anything about these things except what I'm reporting now. Many of these alcoholic beverages have what are called congeners in them. Congeners, C-O-N-G-E-N-E-R-S, congeners. What are these congeners? They're byproducts of the materials that are used in the fermenting process to make the alcohol. And there, these congeners are really, they're complex in their molecular structure, and they have toxic effects. And what are some of these congeners? Acetone, acetaldehyde, fusel oil, tannins, and furfural, to mention a few. Now, bourbon, as it turns out, has 37 times the amount of congeners that vodka has. 37 times more. This new study determined that while drinking a lot of bourbon can cause a worse hangover. Are you listening, Lola? Can cause a worse hangover than drinking a lot of vodka. Impairment, nevertheless, in task performance is the same for both beverages. In other words, you're not going to catch a break in feeling pretty lousy the next day and being impaired while you're drinking. In this study, the March 2010 issue of Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research, there is such a journal. I mean, when you look at the kinds of journals in the world of health, my goodness, you can't imagine. You can't make some of these journal titles up. But Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research. Let me quote Dr. Rosenau, professor of community health at the Center for Alcohol and Addiction Studies at Brown University. Quote, he says, while the toxic chemicals called congeners could be poisonous in large amounts, they occur in very small amounts in alcoholic beverages, end quote. He goes on to say, there are far more of them in the darker distilled beverages and wines than in the lighter colored ones. While the alcohol alone is enough to make many people feel sick the next day, these toxic natural substances can add to the ill effects as the body reacts to them, end quote. So, you know, for those of you who are out there during the Christmas holiday, New Year's, whatever, during Hanukkah, whatever you're all celebrating out there, listen, there is a difference in the method of committing the lifestyle sin here of consuming alcohol. And as it turns out, bourbon, you end up with a worse hangover, because of these, fermenting products that are used, that result from making the alcohol called congeners. And what they wanted to investigate, the researchers say in this study, Dr. Rosenau, or whatever, however you say his name, Rosenau, he said we wanted to investigate the next day effects of bourbon versus vodka. Okay, good enough. And we wanted to, they'd used a questionnaire that they when they wanted to interview these people and to find out, you know, what was going on with them after they drank these drinks of alcohol, bourbon and vodka. And he says, first, while alcohol in the beverage did increase how hungover people reported feeling the next morning compared to drinking a placebo, bourbon made people feel even worse than vodka did. End quote. Second, alcohol in the beverage, it is reported in the study, did make people do worse when they needed to pay attention, imagine that, for a continuous period of time while making rapid, accurate choices. But they did no worse after bourbon than after vodka on these tasks. Therefore, the researchers concluded, while people feel worse, they didn't perform worse after bourbon than after vodka. Not as if these people are running around wanting to make high-powered intellectual decisions after, with a hangover, right? You don't feel like doing much of anything with a hangover, I presume.
I was just wondering, they probably had to beat people off with a stick to get people to do that survey.
And buddy, they paid them.
Oh, and got paid?
They got paid $450 nice. Bucks.
Wow.
How about that?
You only had to do that once a week.
There were 95 of them. Sign me up. Listen, they were characterized as heavy drinkers. They were called the heavy drinkers, but they didn't have any alcohol abuse. I guess that's a distinction that, is there a distinction there? Heavy drinkers, not an alcoholic? I don't know.
Well, I guess you can be a heavy drinker, not an alcoholic. I guess it's a fine line. But a heavy drinker would probably be somebody that drinks a lot when they go out, whereas an alcoholic is all the time.
Okay.
So maybe that's the difference. Somebody just
I don't know how they operationalized. As a researcher, you know, operational definitions are important when you're doing an experiment, whether it's in a lab or out in the field. Any kind of study, you have to operationalize your terms. I don't know what they mean by a heavy drinker. Anyway, I didn't hear a peep out of Lola about the bourbon. Did you? Did she show up?
She's in there with the bourbon.
Okay. She's in the office. Lola, where are you, Lola? When I need you. See, she doesn't want to come out. I wonder what I guess there's a difference in these brands, too. I wouldn't know. I mean, I guess one bourbon better than another beats me. But nevertheless, you end up in the same condition. Bad hangovers. But these people did get paid. They got paid $450. So, you know, be mindful of these things during the holiday season as you're consuming alcohol. Apparently, you're a little better off with vodka than you are with bourbon. Oh, well, doesn't make... There she is. Come here. What's the matter? You don't want to talk to me about bourbon? Come here. What about bourbon? Get on that microphone. Well, I'm going to keep you on here when I...
I don't know about bourbon.
He said you're an expert.
I've had bourbon cookies. Bourbon ball cookies.
I don't know anything about bourbon, but I got bourbon cookies. Get out of here.
What she's saying is she dips her cookies in the bourbon.
You dip your cookies in the bourbon. Is that what you do? Oh, you can't make this up. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Let's Talk Nutrition with Dr. Michael Garko. The phone lines are open locally in Pinellas at 441-3000 or toll free at 1-866-826-1340. Stay right there. The Let's Talk Nutrition show continues right after this.
Did you know the holiday blues affects millions of Americans each year? It's true. Usually the pressure to pull off the perfect holiday brings unwanted visitors such as stress, anxiety, and sometimes the blues. What if I told you that there is an alternative that may help to put you back in that holiday mood? There is. Deprex by Voxa is a safe, non-habit-forming homeopathic designed for those occasional mood imbalances. Deprex allows you to continue doing those things you enjoy without feeling like you're losing control. Faxa is the Swedish word for growth, and since 1987 has been providing homeopathic medicinals that combine the science of health with the power of nature. Faxa formulations are a multidimensional blend of homeopathics, herbal, and nutritional components. To pick up a bottle of Deprex, visit your local health food store. Or to learn more about this and other Faxa products, visit our website at faxa.com. That's www.vaxa.com.
Give your body a boost with Vega Complete Whole Food Health Optimizer, an instant one-stop meal made exclusively from plant-based whole foods. Vega is backed with 5 types of protein, 100% RDI of vitamins and minerals, fiber, omega-3 and 6, EFAs, antioxidants, probiotics, and much more. Vega contains no animal products, dairy, gluten, soy, sugar, wheat, yeast, artificial sweeteners, GMOs, or pesticides. Learn more at myvega.com.
How are you responding to inflammation? New Chapter is the maker of Xiflamend, America's number one herbal therapeutic for inflammation management. New Chapter Xiflamend uses potent, broad-spectrum, supercritical extracts of safe herbs like turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Xiflamend's ability to support healthy inflammation has been researched and tested by some of the world's most respected medical institutions. Stop by your favorite health and nutrition store today to find out more about New Chapter's line of whole food supplements.
First there was orange, then vitamin C, and now nature brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C that is easy on the stomach and easy support for your body's natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natural designed Easy C using only the highest quality ingredients, and Easy C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Easy C, now available at Vitamin Discount Center.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. They are made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients. Vitamin Code Multivitamins are uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, binder and filler free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. Containing live enzymes and probiotics and 100% active ingredients. Vitamin Code helps you get the most from your multivitamin. Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Nutricology, Innovative Nutrition, Renew Life, The Digestive Care Company, Vega, Real Food Fast, Voxa, Swedish for Growth since 1987, Yerba Prima, Pioneers in Internal Cleansing, Let's Talk Nutrition. We're on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Okay, we're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
I'm going to need to start recording the conversations during the break. Play them back on here. I had a little primer on alcohol, and Ed tells me that the alcohol of choice without a Patron, is that what you said? Was that a tequila?
Chilled.
Oh. they were telling me.
Well, I didn't know if you were ordering or not. Chilled.
Chilled, okay. Well, yeah. And please be mindful of the alcohol consumption during the holiday. I know my guest today, Dr. Kevin Conley, he's very mindful of that. And I don't know if he's a bourbon drinker, vodka drinker, tequila drinker, but he's with Jaro Formulas, and I know they don't drink, for sure don't drink on the job. Dr. Conley, good morning. It's great to have you on the air.
Back. It's a gin drinker, by the way.
Oh, a gin drinker. Now, I know enough about alcohol. They tell me that gin makes people crazy. Is that true?
I don't know. I think I'm all right, though.
Yeah, you exercise discipline, right, Dr. Connolly?
Oh, absolutely.
You're funny. I don't know if you heard that story. I find these studies, it's published in a legitimate journal, great journal, as a matter of fact. And they were comparing bourbon and vodka. And as it turns out, you do end up with a worse hangover with bourbon because of the congeners in the bourbon, you know, other than the ethanol or whatever the heck they're putting in alcohol, whatever that is, all these other chemicals really contribute to a tremendous hangover with bourbon. So stay away from the bourbon, Dr. Conley.
I'll do my best.
How are you doing anyway?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Hanging in there. It was 40 degrees here today in Florida. We're trying to stay healthy. You know, I don't know that there's a lot of sickness flying around everywhere. I know H1N1 has sort of dropped out of the news. I don't know if all of a sudden, bang, as if it disappeared. It hasn't. And, of course, you got seasonal flu headed this way. But we're all doing all right. We're hanging in there, ready to get ready to do this Christmas thing and the holiday, whatnot. So that's what we're doing. How's everything at Jaro these days?
Everything's well. We're, plugging along as usual.
As usual. Absolutely as usual. We're going to be talking about digestive health generally today, as I understand it, and women's digestive health. I have that right, according to my production notes, right?
Yeah, well, we can also kind of branch out, I think, and it's kind of important to, you know, put it in the context of women's health in general, and there's certainly a lot of concerns women might have, and you know, a lot of redress from different types of dietary supplements or diet or lifestyle choices that can actually be very powerful and perhaps ameliorating some of these issues that women can deal with.
Mm-hmm. You know, in preparing for today's show, Dr. Conley, I started to poke around in the literature a little bit. And I was looking at women's health with respect to gastrointestinal issues. And what I discovered is that everybody, you know, when anatomy, I don't know if you studied anatomy or not, but when you study anatomy, I mean, sometimes, generally, you don't study it with respect to other than the obvious differences between men and women in their anatomy. When you talk about the gastrointestinal tract, you know, you treat it in a generic kind of way. But as it turns out, the gastrointestinal tracts of women and men are generally the same. However, women suffer from more disorders than men, it seems, with gastrointestinal issues. For example, one difference between men and women with respect to the colon is that women occasionally the colonoscopies are difficult to perform in women because they have a slightly longer bowel, and women tend to have more abdominal surgeries like cesarean sections and whatnot, hysterectomies, than men, of course, that may cause adhesions or scar tissue, which creates other kinds of gastrointestinal issues. Probably most people wouldn't think of that. Maybe women wouldn't even think of that either. Dr. Conley.
Sorry. Yeah. You were on a roll. I didn't want to interrupt.
I was just struck by, and I found some other differences as we go along. I'll share those with you in the audience. You're aware of them too, I'm sure. But did you, I mean, a slightly longer bowel? I didn't realize that, the truth be told. I didn't know that before discovering that over the weekend as I was reading. I didn't realize that, and I didn't know if it made a difference in their health, gastrointestinal health, or not.
Well, that, and really in particular, hormones. Obviously, the hormonal differences between men and women, and the fact that, you know, women's hormones, the different levels change, you know, throughout their life, you know, in a cyclical manner, but also as they get older and reach perimenopause and menopause when hormone levels start to drop off. I mean, the influence of hormones on gastrointestinal health is obviously extremely important, and probably the largest difference between men and women.
That did come up. That was a strong theme. Now that you point that out, it was a strong theme in the various studies that I was looking at, and they were talking about hormonal fluctuations intensify or diminish symptoms of certain gastrointestinal disorders, like irritable bowel disease, inflammatory bowel disease, IBD. They were talking, this doc, pardon me, this one physician, Dr. Limbetsky, said that many women suffer from inflammatory bowel disease, find relief from their symptoms while they're pregnant. I mean, these are new. I wasn't aware of, I knew the hormones, but the impact of hormones on the functioning of the digestive system and disorders that can emerge, nevertheless. But he also pointed out women who have never suffered from IBD may experience initial symptoms during pregnancy, as you, I'm keying off of your point about hormones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's why, obviously pregnancy is a blessing, but, you know, it obviously induces a lot of changes in the woman's body, and certainly things like IBS and IBD can be variable effects. I mean, like you mentioned, that they could get relief, but also there can be appearance of more systems. It's pretty complex, and I don't think they entirely have a grasp on the full breadth
of the differences.
Exactly. I mean, we do know in general that women tend to be...
Hold that thought, Dr. Conley. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You're listening to Let's Talk Nutrition with Dr. Michael Garko. The phone lines are open locally in Pinellas at 441-3000 or toll-free at 1-866-826-1340. Stay right there. The Let's Talk Nutrition show continues right after this.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from real food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is already known to support healthy cholesterol levels. Now, here's more good news for your heart. A breakthrough clinical study has found kyolic also reduces plaque formation, a major cardiovascular risk factor. Doctors at a UCLA medical center found that patients at high risk for heart disease had significantly lower coronary plaque formation after consuming kyolic. Be well. Discover organic and odorless kyolic aged garlic extract at your favorite health food store today.
And now a message from Secure, the zinc-free denture adhesive with extraordinary hold.
Dear, did you know it can really make a difference which denture adhesive you use?
Why is that, honey?
Some denture adhesives work better and some are better for you.
Aren't they pretty much all the same?
I've been hearing a lot about that new Secure denture adhesive. Maybe you should try that.
What makes Secure so different?
Apparently, it uses a patented adhesive technology that provides a hold that can last all day long.
I do get a lot of slipping and sliding, so I wouldn't mind something with a longer, stronger hold.
And Secure is waterproof, so what goes on the denture stays on the denture and doesn't end up in your stomach.
I always wondered where all that adhesive wound up at the end of the day.
And I saw on a National Network news show that Secure contains no zinc.
I have to admit, I have been thinking about that.
So now, do you think denture adhesives are pretty much all the same?
There you go. If you're so smart, where can we find Secure denture adhesive?
Secure is available at vitamin discount centers, Mother Earth, The Granary, Richards, and other fine health food stores.
The Gyrodophilus CDS clinically documented strains formula contains 20 billion reasons per capsule to take an advanced polysaccharide matrix-protected product that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Gyrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Gyrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and unwelcome bacteria imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Gyrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. Ask for Gyrodophilus CDS at your local health food store. For more information, go to Jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W, the clear leader in superior probiotic products.
Do you ever walk into a room and forget where you put your car keys or your glasses? Do you ever forget the words at the end of your sentences? If you would like your memory to be better than it is, a new product called Prevagen, that's P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N, might be right for you. Developed at a major U.S. university, Prevagen has been laboratory proven to protect the brain. And when your brain is healthy, your mind is sharp and your thinking is clear. Prevagen is all natural and doesn't require a prescription. So if someone close to you is experiencing challenges with memory, feel the difference thousands of people just like you have felt with Prevagen. One Prevagen user said, "I can easily remember dates and details without looking at my notes. For the first time in many years, I feel as sharp as a tack." Call 888-814-0814. That's 888-814-0814. Or visit your local health food store to find out more.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Kyolic. Aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great tasting omega oils. Prevagen, brain cell protection. Let's Talk Nutrition. We're on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Okay, we're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Even if you listen to this show occasionally, it's pretty clear that from my perspective, it's my bias, and I like to admit my biases, that I believe that gastrointestinal health, your digestive health, if you want to put it that way, really is the foundation to overall health. That, in my view, it all begins and ends there in terms of health. That's the place where, you know, we digest our foods and the nutrients are assimilated into the bloodstream from the small intestine, and then things, you know, happen that are good, hopefully. But gastrointestinal problems, when you look at the digestive disease statistics, it's startling. I won't march you through any of that, But suffice it to say that as there's a bunch of them, and the statistics are startling. And as we get older, it seems that one of the first systems to give way is the digestive system. It can begin very early. And some people have digestive problems throughout life, even from childhood onward. My guest today is Dr. Kevin Conley. I was impolite, didn't tell you what Dr. Conley does at Jaro, nor did I ask him, and I should, and I will. And we're going to be talking about digestive health generally, women's digestive health maybe specifically, emphasize that a little bit, which I have not done on the show before. And as it turns out, Jaro Formulas has created some products that would help with women's digestive health. Dr. Conley, could you share with the audience what you do at Jaro Formulas?
Sure. Well, I've been in formulations there for quite a while. I'm kind of switching gears now, and I'm acting more as a consultant to Jaro. So, you know, looking at helping them with the formulation still, but certainly looking at the science that backs our products and being able to validate it and disseminate it to to the retailers and consumers.
Mm-hmm. So you were a product formulator.
Correct.
Your background. You have your PhD in what arena?
Biochemistry.
Biochemistry. We had talked about that. And so you're now more of a consultant to Jaro Formulas, Inc. This whole business about formulations, maybe that's a whole show unto itself. So maybe someday I'd like to get you on to talk about, you know, how are products formulated? How does that happen? But that maybe, again, that's probably a narrative for another day. We were talking about some differences, or at least alluding to some differences between men and women with respect to digestion, digestive health, Dr. Conley. I found out that, and this was from a reputable, very reputable government source. I can't remember the exact document. I can pull that up. But they reported with respect to the stomach that women seem to have a slower emptying of food from the stomach than men. That was one thing that they pointed out. Also, women have a slower emptying from the large intestine compared to men. But as time goes on, as they age, that difference tends to disappear. But they were saying that may account. Women tend to be more constipated than women than men, and they said that might account for why that is. These are kind of interesting differences, it seems to me.
Yeah, absolutely. It is funny though that that if you look at women's health in general and sort of the female life cycle, the way that if you put menopause right in the middle, that before and after the risks of getting things and the differences between men and women change significantly right after. The differences between men and women end up being a lot closer.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
I mean, not just digestive health, but we look at, cardiovascular health and cancer risk, things like that, or just the playing field becomes a little more even following menopause, which I always find kind of interesting because it applies to so many different facets of health.
Again, I guess hormones becomes implicated in that particular conversation. I also learned that women have a slower emptying of their gallbladder than men. I didn't know that. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, I wasn't thinking along those lines. They reported in the study that the effect is exaggerated during pregnancy, and may be one reason they said that why many women develop gallstones after having a baby, which is a digestive problem, a digestive disorder.
That was actually news to me.
Yeah, just kind of interesting. Here's another one. can't make this stuff up. There are two areas, they said, that where women have different enzyme systems from men, and that the effect can be important. There are enzymes in the small intestine, as well as in the liver, as we know, that help break down medications. Well, the enzyme function, they said, is slightly different in men and women. Because of this, women may handle various medications differently, resulting in a different effect of the drug and so on. So they encourage women to to talk with their doctors about these medications and are there any particular side effects for women. I didn't know that either. I mean, geez, can't know everything, right?
They're mysterious, these women.
Don't I know? Yeah. They would say we're not so mysterious, but far more difficult to deal with. I don't know. But
you might be right.
Let's see. What else can I say? Common problems which may affect women. Nausea may occur, they said, more frequently in women in this study. Gas and bloating, more problematic for women than men, they report, after eating than men. Yet another issue that I never thought of it that way, but apparently, according to this particular study, there are differences like that. So I guess what's the point in all of that, right?
Well, yeah, the point is that I guess you can't really, apply a sort of blanket assessment of gastrointestinal health between men and women because there are actually some subtle differences that differentiate us.
Mm-hmm. Irritable bowel syndrome, 2 to 6 times more occurs more frequently in women than in men. I didn't know that either. So apparently there was a lot I didn't know. prior to this weekend, in preparing for today's show, about women's digestive health or gastrointestinal issues and how that their system is even put together. So I guess sometimes one protocol doesn't fit all, and we need to be mindful that there are gender differences with respect to anatomy, with respect to how these different systems, especially the digestive system, works, and we need to pay attention to that. What do you think, generally speaking, gender notwithstanding, Dr. Connolly, what do you think is the most violated digestive, I don't want to say nutritional sin, what is the most digestive unhealthy thing that people do? What do you think that is?
That's actually a pretty good question because I think that can you isolate it to one particular thing, or can you say that overall makeup of the diet and its effect on the well-being of the intestines and the balance of intestinal microflora? I guess if you want to isolate it, you could say things like antibiotic usage, which is designed for a particular purpose, but I know from interacting with people that sometimes those extra antibiotic pills that are sitting around in the medicine cabinet from the last prescription are people kind of throw them down when they're not feeling well and sort of using it prophylactically, and that's not it's in terms of the largest gross effect on the intestines, that would probably be one of them. And
okay,
as you pointed out, of course, that the intestines have such a profound effect on the rest of the body.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about that. Microflora upset.
You're listening to Let's Talk Nutrition with Dr. Michael Garko. The phone lines are open locally in Pinellas at 441-3000 or toll-free at 1-866-826-1340. Stay right there. The Let's Talk Nutrition show continues right after this.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life Formulas. You've heard of probiotics, right? They're the good bacteria in your body, mainly your digestive system. A healthy immune system is in large part dependent on how healthy your digestive system is. But harmful bacteria are everywhere, waiting to wreak havoc on your health. They're in our food, offices, homes, and even our cars. You have to make sure you have enough good bacteria to counteract the bad. That's why I formulated Ultimate Flora Critical Care with a whopping 50 billion cultures. Each capsule is enteric-coated to make sure those good bacteria get right to your intestines where you need them most. I use 10 strains of clinically studied bacteria to support healthy digestion, regular elimination, nutrient absorption, and immunity. Ultimate Flora 50 Billion is the ultimate in probiotics. That must be why it's the fastest growing probiotic available. Look for it at health food stores everywhere.
Nordic Naturals EPA Extra is an ultra-high concentration of EPA, an omega-3 essential fatty acid recommended by doctors for cardiovascular health and proper immune support. EPA Extra is molecularly distilled for purity and concentration and has added rosemary extract for superior freshness and is repeat and odor-free. Call Nordic Naturals for your free sample today, 800-787-7208 or nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Your body is exposed to toxins every day from your surroundings, diet, and lifestyle choices. Using all-natural psyllium fiber from Yerba Prima helps ensure optical health and regularity. Yerba Prima has dedicated nearly 30 years to developing and manufacturing all-natural stimulant-free internal cleansing products. Learn more at yerbaprima.com or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's Take, S-O-L-U-S.com. Solace for a good night's rest, naturally.
I was overweight. I was heavier. I need to work out.
There's a place just for women. To be among friends. A place to lose weight. To reduce stress. It's Shapes, an ultra-modern total fitness club exclusively for women.
Not at all expensive.
I can do this. It's time you started taking care of yourself. Shapes can help. It's the only all-inclusive club just for women. More equipment, more quality instructors, more classes than any other club.
Enroll now at Shapes for only $25. Call 888-50-SHAPES.
Let's Start Nutrition is brought to you by A. Vogel, pioneer in health since 1923. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition. We're on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
I remember, as a professor, we were always interested in the realm of communication. There was a whole line of research on gender differences between men and women and communication. And there was a big debate about that and generated thousands of studies and whatnot. Well, as it turns out, there are gender differences in a lot of different ways. Of course, between men and women, and when an arena of health generally, and with digestive health in particular. And my guest today is Dr. Kevin Conley, and Dr. Conley is a consultant with Jaro Formulas. He's a formulator. He has a PhD in biochemistry, pretty smart guy, and always has interesting things to say and interesting insights. And we were talking about some of these differences that exist between men and women with respect to digestive health. And if you tuned in late, for example, irritable bowel syndrome occurs two to six times more often in women than in men. Women are twice as likely to develop gallstones than men. Irritable bowel disease is more frequent in women with a ratio of about 2 to 1 in women than in men, and so on. Point is that there are differences. We need to be mindful of these differences, and women need to pay special attention to their digestive health. And Dr. Conley made a wonderful observation about menopause and its effect on gastrointestinal health, both in the perimenopausal phase, menopause, and postmenopause, and that becomes a health flashpoint for women. For better and for worse. And Dr. Conley, I asked you the question when we were headed into that, ending up that last segment. You know, what is one of the things or what do people do that really do a lot of, damage or cause or contribute to digestive ill health? And you mentioned antibiotics in it. It upsets the balance of the microflora in the gastrointestinal tract. For those in the audience who may not know much about that. First of all, what is that ecology, this microflora that exists, and where does it exist in the GI tract?
So you actually have a really tightly balanced, well working set of microflora that really occupy everything from your mouth down to your colon.
Hmm.
And so it becomes really important that the nature and the balance of this microflora is maintained. There's some things you can do about it, obviously, but particularly in the intestines, the small and large intestine, we're talking about kilograms of bacteria, and we're talking about 100 trillion bacterial cells, which is about 10 times the amount of human cells in the body, and we're looking at maybe 7,000 different types of bacteria in that intestine. So the balance of these becomes really, really important because your intestines are going to represent sort of the one of the largest sampling surfaces that of you sampling the environment. So you have your skin, right, that's exposed to the elements. But the next biggest surface is going to be the intestines. Everything you eat, everything you ingest, is going to go through this gastrointestinal tract, be sampled, whether it be food or toxins or bad bacteria. Our intestines are going to interact with them, and they're going to help the body respond to it. So, obviously we digest the food and we take it in, but any sort of toxins we ingest or pathogenic bacteria we ingest, our body is going to respond to those as well and act accordingly. So it's really important that our intestines are properly functioning, and as it turns out, the makeup of the bacterial flora becomes very important in the proper function of the intestines.
Mm-hmm. The term flora, bacteria flora, that might be confusing to some audience members. What does that term mean? Does it have a special meaning?
Well, flora, the general term flora refers to obviously to plants, right? The term bacterial flora refers to the microenvironment or the microecology, the different makeup of the different types of bacteria in the intestines, and the relative ratios and the different number and types of the different bacteria in the intestines. So the flora would be sort of a general way to refer to the sum of all bacteria in the intestinal tract.
I gotcha. And it's interesting, you mentioned that we have 100 trillion bacterial cells, more bacteria than we have human cells. And I don't think I misheard you. You said quantitatively speaking, to try to capture the amount, you said kilograms. Did I hear you right? You said kilograms?
Yeah, I can't, I can't remember the exact amount offhand, but it's probably multiple kilograms of if you were to take all the bacteria out of the intestines and weigh them. It's a fair amount mass wise.
2-3 pounds maybe, something like that, 4 pounds.
Yeah, maybe a kilogram and a half to 2 kilograms.
Mm-hmm. Wow. A lot of people, and I often, I've joked about this on the air before with some of my clients, is I want you to go to the health store, I want you to buy some bacteria and eat it. And people who are naive about that, they look at you like, where did this guy go to school? They don't understand. They don't realize that they have that much good and bad bacteria inside of their body, and that, taking of probiotics is a good thing to do to counteract one of those bad habits of people taking a lot of antibiotics, right?
And diet as well. Certain types of bacteria thrive when given. The bacteria in the intestines are going to be eating the same food that you eat, you're eating the right things. And the good bacteria, the beneficial bacteria in the intestines, are going to get nutrition out of that, and they're going to thrive. You eat the wrong sort of things, and those bacteria might not be getting the nutrients that they need, and it gives a higher probability of maybe bad bacteria growing stronger and sort of dominating the intestinal tract. So that's why when we talk about eating fiber and prebiotic fiber, things like that are really designed to provide specific nutrients for the good bacteria in the intestines so that they can, you know, they can increase in numbers and in strength and provide the positive health functions that they normally do.
So when the bacteria go to dine at the gastrointestinal bistro, and they're looking at the menu, what is the most favorite item on the menu for these bad bacteria, or, you know, what is it? I guess the S word comes to mind real quick.
Which S word are we referring to?
Sugar.
Oh, yeah. Okay, because, no, I know several S words.
I know you do. What do they seem to like the most, if you know?
Well, you know, that's one of them that's been implicated. Sugars, because they're easy, you know, easy to digest. And for most people, there's a, you know, we have abundance of them in the diet. I think it's better known what the good bacteria like to eat.
What do they like to eat?
Well, they seem to be pretty partial towards certain types of fibers, certain types of soluble fibers. Particularly fructooligosaccharides and galacto or maltooligosaccharides. These are types of sugar polymers, types of fibers that we ourselves don't digest, but they make it to the intestines and the bacteria the good bacteria sort of ferment them, that use them as nutrition, and in return they make some pretty beneficial compounds for us.
That's interesting. And I would be remiss headed into break. I alluded to something that they make several products, but with respect to probiotics and in keeping the balance of good and bad bacteria right, keeping the ecology in balance that lives within us, what did you have in mind from Jaro in terms of their supplements?
Oh, well, I mean, there's a lot of Jaro probiotic supplements. I mean, they're everything from, EPS. I shouldn't mention that most of the Jaro products, probiotic products, are usually mixtures of multiple different types of bacteria that have been shown to coexist pretty well and work together. And generally speaking, you see a better effect when taking a probiotic supplement if you take multiple types of bacteria together. They seem to have a stronger effect.
That's interesting. In other words, they want to be more heterogeneous than homogeneous to have a nice, which creates a nice synergistic effect. When we come back, we have news at the top of the hour, by the way, with Pryor Smith Canada calling for all of our good Canadian listeners to the show. And when we come back, we're going to have, we'll ask Dr. Kevin Conley to break down some of these selections from Jaro and their good digestive products. And you want to take them. Why? Because your health is your wealth. And your health is the wealth of those who care about and love you. We'll be back with Dr. Conley. Don't go away.
You're listening to Let's Talk Nutrition with Dr. Michael Garko. The phone lines are open locally in Pinellas at 441-3000 or toll free at 1-866-826-1340. Stay right there. The Let's Talk Nutrition show continues right after this.
Love the products Dr. Garko discusses on Let's Talk Nutrition? Having trouble finding all of them in one convenient location? After you shop at your favorite local health and nutrition store, visit VDCUSA.com for hard-to-find products. With over 3,000 items and up to 50% off retail, VDCUSA.com is your neighborhood nutrition resource, no matter where you live. If you're serious about your health, shop VDCUSA.com for all the products you love and trust at great savings. Have questions? Call 877-832-8722, and their friendly, knowledgeable staff will help you find the right products for your needs. That's 877-832-8722. With VDCUSA.com, you can save up to 50% off leading national brands. For great service, selection, and value, visit VDCUSA.com or call 877-832-8722. VDCUSA.com. For life, for less.